Even the good person attains birth in the Pure Land. How much more so the evil person? But the people of the world constantly say, even the evil person attains birth. How much more so the good person? Although this appears to be sound at first glance, it goes against the intention of the primal vow of other power. The reason is that since the person of self-power, being conscious of doing good, lacks the thought of entrusting the self completely to other power, he or she is not the focus of the primal vow of Amida. But when self-power is turned over and entrusting to other power occurs, the person attains birth in the land of true fulfillment. The primal vow was established out of deep compassion for us who cannot become freed from the bondage of birth and death through any religious practice due to the abundance of blind passion. Since its basic intention is to effect the enlightenment of such an evil one, the evil person who is led to true entrusting by other power is the person who attains birth in the Pure Land. Thus, even the good person attains birth, how much more so the evil person? Good morning. Thank you very much for tuning in to White Way. The other day, I was talking with my friend, and she shared her experience of realization. One day, my friend asked her friend about one question, and I was there. The question was about the glass of water. Let us together reflect about this question. You probably heard about this question before, but let's try together. Please imagine you have a glass of water in front of you, and the amount of the water is just about half of the glass. Do you think the glass of water is half empty or half full? How do you see the glass? I believe this question may tell you if you are more optimistic personality or pessimistic personality. If you think your glass is half full, your personality is optimistic side. If you think your glass half empty, your character may seem pessimistic side. First, I thought my glass is half empty, but I could kind of guess the answer, so I thought myself better choice that my glass is half full, because I want them to think I am optimistic person. What do you think, and then what is your answer? So my friend asked her friend about the question I asked you. My friend and I expected to hear half full or half empty answer. But our friend's answer was not what we expected. She replied to my friend, "Well, my answer is, there is a glass of water. I see the water just as it is." Her answer was not half full or half empty. Later on, my friend told me that she realized that there's totally different way of seeing things. Actually, the answer was unexpected answer for me as well. The answer of our friend opened our eyes. Sometimes we asked ourselves, let's try to think outside of the box, and we sincerely try to do so. But I always think, even though I am trying hard to think outside of the box, I am still inside the box and don't know how to think outside of the box. But sometimes, because of other people's opinions or thoughts, can trigger us to realize that we are inside of the box. In Buddhism, realization or reflection is an important word. Shakyamuni Buddha was able to think outside of the box and find the reason of human suffering and a way to extinguish them. Shinran Shonin was able to think outside a box also, and then realize our blind passion and the working of other power. I believe to think outside a box means one can think freely from preconceived ideas, and at the same time, one can see the box from outside. Only from outside, one can see whole box. I believe that is why the world is totally new and vivid to them. Learning Buddhism is a way to realize things. It is like a Buddha knocking your box to let us know you are in the box and there are totally different views from outside of the box. As I mentioned, Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition, the words realization or be realized by wisdom and compassion are important. When we learn Buddhism, the way of seeing things can drastically be changed. The passage I read at the beginning was a quote from Tannisho. It is said that Tannisho was written by Shinran Shonin's disciple, Yuyenbo. Disciple Yuyenbo noted Shinran Shonin's word and compiled them into one book. The beginning of the passage said, "Even the good person attains birth in the Pure Land, how much more so the evil person?" In our usual way of thinking, it is totally opposite or it doesn't fit our moral value. It is supposed to be even the evil person can be born into the Pure Land without saying good people are. That is more the natural way. The answer is unexpected to many people and to many of us. If we try to fit this statement to our regular and moral value system, it doesn't make any sense. Some may be misread it and then misunderstood that the sentence is encouraging us to do more bad things. I would like to quote from Jodo Shinshu, a guide about the evilness. As human beings, it is impossible to avoid behaving in a negative way. Even when we may believe we are leading relatively blameless lives. Notice how easy it is to feel superior to others, to ignore someone, or to dislike someone. How quickly do we think of our own comfort and convenience without regard for that of others? When reflected in Buddha's mirror, how many of us can say that we are ignorant person filled with blind passions. And yet, when we hear that the true object of Amida Buddha's emancipation is the evil person, we tend to look around to see who that person might be. This is why we are so difficult to awaken and liberate. Sometimes we think, I realize that. I know that. But without learning or somebody sharing their thoughts, it is really difficult and almost impossible to realize that we are entrapped in the box. Just a single question, like glass of water, half full or half empty. Some people think differently. Knowing those differences helped open our eyes and bring us into a new world. Realization is not just I realize. We are made to realize by Amida Buddha's compassion and wisdom. Not I open my eyes, but our eyes are opened by Amida Buddha. Without Amida Buddha teaching us, how are we able to realize the preciousness of life, my ego-centered view, and blind passions? Without Amida, or Shinran Shonin explained to us Amida's teaching, we probably do not realize why we suffer or why our life is precious. Through every experience in our life, it is a calling of Amida Buddha. Even if we are entangled or caged into a box which we made with our experience, ego, or blind passions, Amida Buddha never abandoned us. Every experience is a call from outside of your box. Through Amida Buddha, every single moment of our lives can be a moment of realization. Thank you very much for your kind attention.